This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A rocket attack on a southern Yemeni separatist militia graduation ceremony has left at least 10 people dead and more than several dozen wounded. A spokesman for the militia, which is aligned with the Saudi-led coalition, is claiming that Yemen's Iranian-backed Houthis were behind the attack. Ukrainian authorities and Russia-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine have completed a prisoner swap. The office of Ukraine's president said this on Sunday. We get more from VOA's Zlatis Ahok.
Sunday's swap took place at a checkpoint near the industrial town of Polivka in the Donetsk region. The exchange, which included civilians caught in the fighting as well as fighters, is part of a deal aimed at ending the five-year conflict in eastern Ukraine.
I was sentenced to 12 years in prison for state treason in the so-called Luhansk People's Republic. I came to visit my parents and, unfortunately, was not able to leave the city. At that time, my child was 2 years old and has been waiting for 3 years for his mother to come back home.
It was not the first prisoner exchange involving Russia and Ukraine. In September, 24 sailors seized by Russia in the Kerch Strait off Crimea in November 2018 were released in exchange for a person linked to the downing of a Malaysian passenger plane over Ukraine in 2014. Zlatis Ahok, VOA News, Washington.
The Taliban's ruling council agreed Sunday to a temporary ceasefire in Afghanistan, providing a window in which a peace agreement with the United States can be signed. A ceasefire had been demanded by Washington before any peace agreement could be signed. A peace deal would allow the U.S. to bring home its troops from Afghanistan and end its 18-year military engagement there, America's largest or longest. There was no immediate response from Washington. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The White House says that it would consider other tools beyond diplomacy if North Korea reignites tensions over its nuclear program by going ahead with the threatened Christmas gift. Pyongyang has imposed an end-of-year deadline for the United States to soften its stance on nuclear talks that have stalled since February. We get more from VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un recently promised a Christmas surprise to the United States. Experts believe the vague threat shows Kim's frustration in stalled talks on its nuclear program. President Donald Trump this week on Christmas Eve joked at what the surprise could be.
Let's see, maybe it's a nice present. Maybe it's a present where he sends me a beautiful vase as opposed to a missile test, right? I may get a vase. I may get a nice present from him. You don't know. You never know.
Experts suggest not-so-beautiful gifts ranging from long-range missile or underground nuclear tests to even a satellite launch into space. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
The suspect who allegedly stabbed five Hasidic Jews during a Hanukkah celebration near New York City Saturday pleaded not guilty in his first court appearance. Grafton Thomas was charged with five counts of attempted murder and one count of burglary. He made no comment during his arraignment Sunday. A judge set bail at $5 million and Grafton remains in jail. He allegedly burst into the home of Rabbi Chaim Rotenberg Saturday night where he was hosting 70 people celebrating the seventh night of the Jewish festival of Hanukkah. The Saturday night attack took place in a New York suburb, home to a large Orthodox Jewish community. U.S. Representative John Lewis, who has served more than three decades in the U.S. Congress, has now announced that he has pancreatic cancer, VOA's Marissa Melton.
Democratic Congressman John Lewis, an icon in the fight for civil rights, announced Sunday he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Lewis said in a statement that he has been in some kind of fight for freedom, equality, basic human rights for his entire life, but never faced a battle quite like this one. He vowed to combat the illness and added that his doctors tell him he has a fighting chance. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tweeted that generations of Americans have Lewis in their thoughts and prayers. She said she knows he will be well. The 79-year-old Lewis is best known as a tireless fighter for civil rights. He marched with Martin Luther King Jr. in the early 1960s and stood up to police brutality as well as aggression by everyday citizens. He has served in the U.S. House of Representatives since 1986. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.